Well, Jim Mason, that was pretty impressive.
Yeah, look, it was. I spoke to Craig before it, and I said, I think he's still a half bit soft. Would you take a sit? And he said, oh, mate, he'd be too good. So he knew what he's doing anyway.
All right, well, that trial at Cranbourne certainly was just what you needed to make sure we did come.
Yeah, look, yeah, I think so. Like I've learned before, if you get horse control well over home, they can normally come here and be very competitive. So, you know, he surprised me a bit tonight. Like he was rolling along a bit and he still had a good kick. So, I mean, he might be pretty handy.
Well, look, you know, in the yard, he was a pick of the yard. There was no doubt about that. But both Brendan and I both thought there was still improvement in him. And he's got next week the Gold Sovereign, the 1,200 metres again. He's got to be the one to beat in that.
I would think so. I think he's going to tighten up a lot. I bet you he's having a good blow. But, you know, he's got a lot of natural ability and he's only a two-year-old. So clearly you don't have to really hammer him. But no, it was a good result for Alwyn. You know, he puts a lot of money in and sponsored the race. That can only help, can't it? You know,
so. He loves winning his own races.
Yeah, I think it's pretty important for him.
It is. Now, Jim, when did you first realise that this one had ability?
Last time in, I pinged him up a couple of furlongs and he showed really good dash, and that's when I put him away and said, Alwyn, you might have a horse that might go, all right, we'll send him for this race, and it's worked out.
All right, now you're safe for the Gold Sovereign. Would that probably finish him for this prep and then put him out, or will you keep going with him?
No, I don't normally like backing up 2-year-olds, but in fact the race is here and he'll improve on it. Seems a logical way to go.
All right, whereabouts is he being stable?
He's down at Dean Wells, and you know, he's been really good, and I've got a girl looking after Chelsea Fisher. She's done a really good job with the horse. So look, it's all come to plan, and it's been good.
All right, that's fantastic. You know, I might try and find Ace. I don't know where he is. He shouldn't be far away. Alwyn Shaw, here he is. I'll just get Alwyn Shaw, and Alwyn Shaw, the owner, and the breeder of this one. Alwyn, this is an enormous result for Ace Land Stud, and for you personally, you're putting through the sale, and then the way things panned out, sold him to a few friends of Jim's, and this is a good result.
Peter, it's just, it'll take me a while to think about, reflect on this, but you know, this is now going to France, and what a wonderful job the Tasmanian racing people have done, and I'm so proud to be able to do this, 30 years involved in the racing, and now to be able to start breeding our own. So I'm very proud of this, but hats off to Jim Mason and Craig for looking after the horse. That's the third time Craig's rode it, twice in trials, and now, and I think he rode it back to front because he's done everything what we thought was wrong, but he still won. So isn't that great?
It is great, because that's why he's a jockey and you're a breeder. We'll have a talk to Craig Owen. Well done.
Thank you.
All right. Well, Craig, he is a bit special, maybe.
Yeah, look, he still does a bit wrong. He had a really good look the last 100. He was a little bit soft. We thought he'd still take good improvement out of this, so I think the Gold Sovereign's next week, and unless something pretty smart comes from Melbourne, he's the one to beat.
Yeah, well, look, he cruised in front. Obviously, you were looking after him. You got away with a little, you know, an easy sectional there, but on the corner, when you asked him for it, he put a few lengths on him quickly.
Yeah, that's probably his best attribute. He's really relaxed when he rolls along like that. If I sort of had to sit outside the leader like I did in the trial, he more tends to worry about what the other horses are doing around him. So he jumps straight on the bunny. He runs a little bit on fear at the moment, but he's a nice horse.
He's a good looker.
He's a beautiful animal. He's got a little bit of cheeky side to him, but look, whatever he does this preparation as a two-year-old, he's going to be a better one next time.
All right, well, all the best with the Gold Sovereign. If everything goes right after this race and he does eat up well, no reason why he won't run in it.
No, I think that was the main goal with him, the Gold Sovereign. This was just a nice pipe opener for him, so all steam ahead.
Nice 50,000 pipe opening.
Beautiful.
Well done, Craig.
Thanks, mate.
There we go, Craig Newitt. He's Tigers Cup. I know Tigers Cup. Ollie, I think we might be hearing a fair bit more about this two-year-old. And it's great to see Ace Shaw. He has Ace Land Stud. He's invested, and Julie, his wife, have invested millions into the property and into the investment of thoroughbred racing in Tasmania. And like the Gears in Hobart, Ace Land Stud in the north of the state, it's great to have two establishments like that making sure that our future is in good hands.